6:30.
And continuing in a kind of futuristic vein...
Director Fury, I think it's time.
It is indeed time. If you're a fan of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, this is one for you. Next time the Avengers assemble for Infinity War, the third movie in the franchise, it'll be in Edinburgh. Yeah, streets in the city have been closed off for filming. I've been looking for Robert Downey Jr. to no avail. A giant green screen has been installed in Waverley Station, and there are rumours that stars like Chris Pratt and Scarlett Johansson are actually in the Scottish capital. And perhaps just a tad less exciting for fans, our reporter Dave Howard is there too.
And here is that giant visual effects green screen, maybe 6 metres high, 30 metres across, getting installed here at Waverley Station next to a purpose-built coffee shop set.
You can just take one look at it and be like, something big's happening here.
26-year-old Lewis is a fan. He's here soaking up the lighting, the rigging, the cranes, and the swirling rumours.
They've been doing overhead drone footage at night. There's also been announcements of small explosions that are going to be happening sometime next week. And the residents have been warned to don't panic. Just so you know, we're filming something quite, you know, big here.
So this must be kind of amazing to have this landing on your doorstep.
Yeah, I am quite excited. I'm a big fan of the Avengers and I'm a big fan of the whole Marvel Cinematic Universe.
The fake coffee shops and takeaways have got saltire flags and posters saying this is Scotland and, maybe playing to stereotypes, we will deep fry your kebab. For Lewis, it all adds up to one thing.
They're using it specifically for Edinburgh, so we know that something in the next movie is going to happen in Edinburgh.
Another main filming location is Coburn Street, a steep cobbled hill a short walk from here.
And Jared, I'm 25.
Jared, 25.
I'm Lara, I'm 21.
We actually stay just up there.
You stay, yeah. Oh, you stay on Coburn Street?
Yeah, yeah. And there's drones, I think, and loads of lights coming in and stuff like that. Yeah. It was pretty cool. We went past loads of stunt people practicing.
Yeah.
What were they practicing? Were they up on harnesses?
No, they're just fighting.
Lots of stick spinning and stuff like that.
Have you seen the previous films?
Oh,
Love the Avengers.
Yeah.
Not allowed to swear, right? Civil War is probably the best Marvel movie, though.
So this is Coburn Street. No sign of any major stars, but there are trucks and lorries and cranes. Let's just pop into this gift shop here and see if we can find out any more.
It's kind of like chaos, but it's quite exciting at the same time. I'm Josie and I'm 25.
Have you heard anything about what they're actually filming for or what it's going to be that you're allowed to say? I look at this look on your face. I do know things, Mr. Journalist, but I'm not telling any of them to you.
I think we all know what the actual film is, but it's quite exciting.
Go on, say it.
No!
What have they done to you? They've got you...
A contract, that's what they've done.
And it's not just fans that are excited.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I'm really excited about this.
Rosie Ellison heads up Film Edinburgh.
I've been excited about this for a year and trying not to put all my eggs in that basket or even to think it was a possibility, actually.
It's her job to attract TV and movie projects here. She also won't say the actual word Avengers or talk at all about the production. Now, I know you've got to be quite careful. There are things you're allowed to say, and there are things you're not allowed to say. So the first question, what are you allowed to say?
I'm allowed to say that Edinburgh has always been a great city for welcoming filmmakers. We're absolutely thrilled to have a very, very major production working with us at the moment. It's not true to say in any respect that a production comes in and just does its thing in its own little corner and then vanishes off. It absolutely taps in to a whole network of businesses and infrastructure and people that live and work in the city. I mean, the production has been here really for a very, very long time, getting to know its way around, getting to find out about the services that are available here, and they are absolutely making use of everything.
There is an enormous green screen in the middle of Waverley Station. Presumably there's going to be something fancy and special effects-y there. I know you can't answer. You've look at your tight lips. You can't say a thing. Up and down Coburn Street, they've been painting frontages and there's a whole new kebab shop that's sprung up overnight. This is going to be quite a big deal for Edinburgh.
It is a big deal for Edinburgh. It's absolutely fantastic. And the businesses and the residents who are right in the thick of it have been very, very supportive. This, however, is the biggest film production we've ever had here.
Even with Trainspotting 2 recently and World War Z in Glasgow, this is thought to be the biggest filming project ever seen in Scotland, worth millions. But I'm worried there's one thing people haven't considered. I'm not sure they've even seen previous Marvel Studios offerings like this from director Joss Whedon.
Guys,
I'm bringing the party to you.
What if they do to Edinburgh what they did to New York?
And Hulk.
Smash.
I think that'd be pretty exciting as well. Wow, there's my city. It's gone now. Great.
There you go. Will Edinburgh survive? We'll have to wait until Avengers Infinity War comes out in May next year, May 2018, to find out. In the meantime, I'm really disappointed, if not a bit fed up, about the fact they're going to have signs up depicting Edinburgh saying, we'll deep fry your kebab, come on! Let's keep away from all that cliche. That's rubbish. In the meantime, calm down, Janice. We did some searching for some comic book hero-related songs. So here's a wee treat. It's a novelty record that was originally sold purely via an advert in the back of Marvel Comics in 1969. This is by high school band The Traits. Nobody Loves the Hulk.